A very good evening. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Wednesday, February 16th, 2022. And this is Live Talk Diaspora Forum. I'm Jonga Kandemiri.
And I'm Gibbs Dewey in Maryland.
We would like to inform our listeners that because of the coronavirus pandemic, we are not able to give you our usual show, and you will not be able to call in since we are broadcasting from our homes.
Thanks for joining us. You are listening to Studio 7 Live Talk. The Minister of Information reports that President Emmerson Mnangagwa is in Brussels today for the EU-African Summit to boost his international re-engagement policy. Analysts say his invitation marks a policy shift by the EU, which imposed targeted sanctions on some ZANU-PF officials.
And Gibbs, some of our analysts are also saying that for the sanctions to be lifted and for the government of Zimbabwe to be readmitted, there should be a shift in human rights policies. And I think the government is working on that. And we are also going to look at the attacks on foreigners in South Africa by locals who are accusing foreigners of taking their jobs as Operation Dudula spreads to other suburbs, although there are efforts by the police to stop it.
We are also analyzing an announcement by the Minister of Information, Monica Mutsangwa, that the country's borders are going to be open again, with travelers required to undergo PCR COVID tests.
But first, a look at coronavirus cases that are rising again after the country had registered zero deaths in three consecutive days. Yesterday, the Minister of Health reported that four people died while 260 others tested positive to COVID-19.
As of yesterday, Zimbabwe had 231,863 confirmed cases, including 224,088 recoveries and 5,378 deaths. To date, a total of 4,318,495 people have received their first dose of the COVID-19 vaccine, and 3,349,207 their second dose, and 86,364 people have received their third dose.
Wongwadiwa vateereri nevatariri, tinogamuchirai muchirongwa chedu chatinotarisa zvinosangana nevana veZimbabwe vari kunze kwenyika. Tisingakanganwo vana veZimbabwe vari munyika chatinoti Live Talk Diaspora Forum. Nhasi uri musi wechitatu kukadzi 16, 2022. Zita ini ndini Jonga Kandemiri ndiri muWashington DC. Semazuva ose mazuva ano tiri kutepfenyura tiri kudzimba, zvinoita kuti imi vateereri nevanoteera chirongwa munge muchizokundikana kupinda muchirongwa patinenge tichitepfenyura, nekuti tiri kutepfenyura tiri kudzimba. Tichitarisa ipapo, tinodawo zvakare kungokutendai nekuramba muchititsigira muzvirongwa zvedu munguva ino. Nyaya tina yekutanga yatoda kuti tarise inyaya yekuti mutungamiri wenyika vaEmmerson Mnangagwa vanonzi vasvika kuBrussels, uko kwavari kupinda musangano weEuropean Union African Summit negavhumendi yavo, vachitaura yekuti aiwa tichashandisa musangano iwoyu kuti tinge tichigadziridza nyaya dzekudyidzana nenyika dzekumawirira ikoko. Asi tinonzwa vanorwira kodzero dzevanhu nevamwewo vanoona zvematongerwo enyika vanoti aiwaka kuti Zimbabwe inge ichitambirwa chekurudziro yayo yekuti paite kudyidzana zvakare nenyika dzekumawirira idzodzo, panofanira kunge pachionekwa kuti paita shanduko panyaya yekodzero dzevanhu. Hanzi hurumende iri kupomerwa mhosva yekutyora kodzero dzevanhu nenyaya yavanoti zvakare property rights, kodzero dzevanhu muzvivakwa imomo vanenge vaine zvivakwa zvavo. Vamwe vanonyunyuta kuti vanopadzirwa dzimba nezvimwe zvakadaro. Ndo zviri kunzi nevanhu hurumende ngaitange yagadzirisa. Asi aiwaka, hatisisi tinotonga, zviri kune vari kunge vachikurukura ivavo vari kumadokero ivavo kuti vange vachitambira Zimbabwe kuti inge ichidzoka muhurukuro idzodzo. Ndo zvatenge tichibata-bata. Tichatarisawo kuenderera mberi kwekurwiswa kwezvizvarwa zveZimbabwe zviri muSouth Africa. Tisakangana kuti kwakaparurwa chirongwa chinonzi Dudula, Operation Dudula, chakaparurwa nezvizvarwa zveSouth Africa, chakanangana nekurwisa vana veZimbabwe kusanganisirawo kune dzimwe nyika vari munyika imomo kunzi vanga vachibuda muSouth Africa nokuti vari kupomerwa mhosva yekutora mabasa. Hanzi vari kutitorera mabasa. Pachipfuuriro panyaya yemabasa, hanzi nemadzimai chaiwo vanotorwa, asi ndinoramba kuti madzimai anogona kutorwa, nokuti munhu anozvifungira ega kuti ndotorwa here kana kuti kwete. Tichatarisawo nyaya yekuti miganhu yavhurwa Zimbabwe vana veZimbabwe vakawanda vangu vachichema kuti maboda haana kuvhurwa asi tinoona kuti hurumende iye zvino yazivisa kuti aiwa maboda avhurwa asi munhu kuti anga achibvumidzwa kupfuura nepaboda apa anofanira kunge atorwa yavanoti PCR test yekuonekwa kuti haana here utachiwana kana denda recovid-19. Iyo panyaya yecovid-19 iyoyo nezuro kunonzi kwakafa vanhu vana mushure mekunge kwaa kwaita mazuva matatu kusina munhu afa kwakaita vamwe vanokwana kuita 260 kana kuti mazana maviri nemakumi matanhatu vakawanikwa vaine covid-19 kusvikawo nezuro kwaa kwafa vanhu vanokwana kuita zviuru zvishanu nemazana matatu nemakumi manomwe nevasere 5378 ndo vanga vasvika rufu panhamba yevanhu vafa kusvika nezuro. Uwandu ihwo hunogona kudarika nhasi pachaziviswa nehurumende zvainenge yawana zvimwe chete neuwandu hwevanhu vabatwa necovid-19 kusvika pari zvino 224,088 uwandu ihwo hunogona kupfuura zvakare. Vanhu vabayiwa nhomba yekutanga 4,318,495 vabayiwa yepiri 3,349,207 kuchiti vabayiwa nhomba yetatu inonzi booster shot 86,364
gives. Kunjalo ke Jonga esikhuluma ngakho namhlanje ke kunengi sibili njengoba ukubeka khona phaka enkundleni. Kokuqala sikhangele okwenzakala khona ngale eBrussels lapho kuleyo mhlangano khona we-EU Africa, EU Africa Summit umongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa khona ngale. Zakho lakhumbula sibili ukuthi EU lamazwe esentshonalanga afakela izijezo zenoto abakubadlalezana uPF bebafakela nje ukuthi khonoko ukuthi kulokwephula kwamalungelo kaZulu njalo babesithi nje ukhetho kaluqhutshwa ngemfanelo. Siyabona ukuthi kususela ngesikhathi kwenziwa konke lokhu ukuthi befake ama-sanctions lawa sayeketiswa lapha nalapha nxa sikhuluma nje khona manje kungabe kulo muntu oyedwa kumbe ababili aku-sanctions list yakhona. Kodwa ke ababona khonokho okwenzakalayo jonga bathi injongo yangkhona ukuthi kulungiswe khonokho ukuthi-ke ibandla abantu abakuzana uPF bagcina nje labo sebesebenza endaweni ezijeneyo. So-ke sifuna ukuzwa abantu ukuthi bathini ngodaba lolu. Kuzobuya njalo-ke udaba esikhuluma ngalo namhlanje i-Operation Dudula. Siyabona ukuthi-ke Operation Dudula kubekela phambili khona ngale kule South Africa kodwa uhulumende ukuthi akumelanga kwenziwe konke lokhu. Sibona amapholisa egijimisa abantu efuna ukubavalisa ukuthi bangenzi i-Operation Dudula. Kuzobuya ke okunye sikhuluma ngakho yukuthi imingcele isivuliwe sibili sikhuluma nje kula bantu kade sipoka labo besithi khona ngale Bybridge lamla kuvuliwe abantu bazidlulela kodwa kuyamele ukuthi abantu betestwe phela bezolo kuthiwa i-PCR i-COVID test yankhona. Kuzobuya ke i-COVID-19 nxa sikhangela khona manje singathi kula bantu abane ababulewe i-COVID-19 ezolo kodwa ke nxa sijula siya phambili siyabona ukuthi ke sokula bantu ebafika 5,378,000 asebabulawa umkhuhlane lowo selokhu waqhamuka kwele Zimbabwe. So kube sokusithi ke abahlatshwe i-Jackson yakuqala 4,318,495 asebehlatshwe esibili 3,349,207. So siyabona ukuthi ke izolo abahlatshwe i-Jackson yakuqala by 2,828 kube sokusithi abahlatshwe esibili by 2,270 labo kabahlatshwe esithathu 1,594. So kunjalo ke kodwa ke uhulumende ukhuthaza abantu ukuthi kumele behlale-ke bajove emajekiseni lawa njalo bangayekeli ukugqoka izifeunyo phela ziyafunakala njalo begeza izandla njalo bayenzela lokho kuthiwa i-social distancing. So kunjalo ke jonga singazi ukuthi okunye silakho yikwini mfowethu.
Ndizvozvo Gibbs, tangatina vadare vedu vaNhlanhla Moses Ncube vambenge vachionekwa apo. He was ready to join, but I don't know what happened. You know, this is technology. I hope he's coming back. We are also expecting Dr. Mavaza, who is ZANU-PF member in the United Kingdom, and also Mr. Dennis Juru of the International Cross-Border Traders Association. those are our guests we are expecting today. Yes, we now have Mr. Ncube. Mr. Ncube is here now. Gibbs, we have Mr. Ncube. We welcome you to our show. Gibbs, you can start from that end.
Yes, Mr. Ncube, welcome to the show, sir. So, Mr. Ncube is in an organization called Freedom Alliance. So, can you go ahead, Chonga? Let me attend to it. Just a small thing.
Thank you so much, Gibbs. Yes. That's okay. Yes. Well, maybe Mr. Ncube, we can start by welcoming you to our show today.
Thank you very much. How are you, everyone?
We are doing fine, Mr. Ncube. Maybe we can start by the news that Zimbabwe has opened its borders now to allow citizens to cross into and out of South Africa. The same with visitors into South Africa, from South Africa and other countries into Zimbabwe using our borders.
Thank you, Chonga. We welcome that with both hands. We have always demanded that borders should be opened. And now that they are opened, we welcome that. Unfortunately, there is still a restriction where they are saying that you need to take that the PCR and then the next thing, you must be fully vaccinated, according to what they are saying. That's the only worry that is there now, to say that if you are not fully vaccinated, that means you must not come into the country. What is not clear, if you are a Zimbabwean citizen who has to come home and then you must have been vaccinated elsewhere, we don't think that it makes sense. What should happen is that people should be allowed to come in, and then the government should be responsible for their vaccination. Because we do not understand where they are supposed to be vaccinated outside the country. Unless if that is for people that are coming in from other countries. But we also desperately need them in the tourism sector and for our economy. So we think that needs to be attended to.
Thank you so much, Gibbs.
Just say, Mr. Ncube, ask me to ask you. Siyabona ukuthi umongameli sikhanise ngumongameli umlanga kwa ukhona ngale ke eBrussels ukhanya ngazani ke i-EU imvumele ukuthi abuye ku-EU Africa Summit. Kutshoni khonakho?
Ye, ukumvumela ukuthi abuye kufana lokuthi nxa lise enkonzweni lifuna kuze even lo sathane wempondo uyabe evunyelwa ukuthi kabuye. So laye ukuvunyelwa kakhe kakutsho ukuthi usengolungileyo. Kusho ukuthi bazama ukuthi bayemgwabisela ukuthi kufuneka kube ngumkhokheli olungileyo ophatha abantu ngendlela ole-democracy. Kungomunye bekumele kumyangise ukunxuswa khonokuyana abe sezama ukuthi enze kahle. Izinto ezinjengebhili leyi i-PVO bill eyenziwayo kumele ayefunda khona ngale yokuvala inhlanganiso lezi ezizimela. Kumele ayefunda khona ngale ukuthi those are draconian. Akuhambisani ke lelungelo loluntu le democracy. Ngicabanga ukuthi engomunye ikuthi sele 41 over 41 years vele engakwazi ukuthi khona inkululeko kumele ibe sebantwini. Engomunye bezafika yangena kanti ungazithola unguwe wedwa ukuthi kungathiwa kaseqe amasi ube ngumvuli makhasana lwana owengane kwana umsila ohlugxumukele emasini. Kugxumukelo wakho uwedwa kuyabe kumele khonokhana kukutshele something. So thina sicabanga ukuthi bambize kuhle ukuze bayemyangisa khona ngale abone angakwenziyo bona abakwenzayo bekwenzela amazwe abo. Siyabonga.
Yes, bese singena kulokhu-ke ukuthi ingcele isivuliwe kutshona ebantwini abaningi.
Ye, ukuvulwa kwemingcele thina singabanye ezi-Freedom Alliance esakutsho loud and clear ukuthi kawavulwe ama-borders, njalo ama-borders abe kuncindezela uZulu. So ke sithi-ke loba sebeze basilalela ebesikutsho, kodwa kusasele kulalapho abangasilalelanga khona kahle. Osokufakwe umuca okuthi khona umuntu kumele abuye fully vaccinated. ehle wahlatshwa ekwamanye amazwe. Umbuzo wethu uthi umuntu isizalwane seZimbabwe nxa sisiya kibo uthi kasingene ngoba sihlatshiwe. Uyakusithi sihlatshwe ngubani? So sithi ke abakulungisa ukuthi izizalwane zeZimbabwe ziyehlatshwa khona eZimbabwe. Ukuvula kwemingcele sikubona kukuhle kwezomnotho lokuvakatshelwa ke okwelizwe. Okokuthi sililizwe lingala corruption. Kube kuzasisiza khona kuyani ukuthi abavela kwamanye amazwe nabo kabangene. Labona laba bangasibo bezimbabwe sicabanga ukuthi ukubavimba kakhulu. Kufana lokuthi ungumyanga uvimba abantu ababuya bekuthwayela igrocery ukuthi ulandudlile. Kodwa ubavimbe uthi uqala ukubanika imithetho. Obulawa yindlala kuba nguwe. So ke sithi ke uhulumende kakukhangele khona kuyani sizabe lokho simchuka indlebe simqondisa lapha lahleka khona. Siyabona.
Mm-hmm. Thank you so much, Mr. Ngube. We are now joined by Dr. Simba Mavaza, a ZANU-PF member in the United Kingdom. Dr. Mavaza, welcome to our show.
Welcome, Jonga. Welcome, Gibbs.
May you kindly adjust your camera because your face is cut from the nose.
Can you see me now?
Just a little more adjustment is required, if that can help. We want our viewers and listeners to fully take advantage of this technology and see their guests. But your forehead is still missing. We started with President Emmerson Mnangagwa visiting Brussels and the government saying he is going to take advantage of this trip to re-engage with the West. What can you say about this?
What we should understand is that the leaders of the EU and the African Union, they always meet once in a year, but the purpose is to come up with an investment package for both the EU and Africa. And this is a very important meeting for Africa, where we are going to make a partnership, our partners in investments. So, for us, Zimbabwe, we have been under sanctions for such a long time. We are now, this is the first time our president, or this is the second time our president is coming to Europe, rather third time, rather, after Davos. So this is the second time after Scotland that the president has now come up and re-engage with people in Europe. This is a very a step forward. And an achievement which Zimbabwe has been longing to have. And again, it's a trip which is actually going to be quite beneficial to the country. You could see from the entourage the president went with, that's the Minister of Foreign Affairs, the PEMSEC of Industry and Commerce, and Minister of Finance, so that there are going to be mega deals which will be discussed and on the sideline of the meeting. So yes, it is important, and it shows that the president meant his word when he said he's coming out there to re-engage Zimbabwe and to re-engage with people we have been dealing with, we've been talking to, we've been doing business with, and who had left us in the limbo because of sanctions and previous relationships which had gone sour. So it is something which, as the country, we must applaud and thank the wise and the re-engaging president for such wonderful trips, which are not selfish trips, which are not shopping sprees, but trips which are there to benefit the children of Zimbabwe and the citizens at large.
Mm. But there are some indications that nothing has absolutely changed in terms of, some of the things that were pointed out by the EU, Mr. Ngube, in respect to what the EU was talking about in the West concerning elections and concerning human rights violations. So is this engagement the way to go, or maybe EU has just dropped the ball?
We don't think that this engagement means something that is different, because as you are pointing out, essentially, there is no position that they have changed. But all what they are doing is that you may have this neighbor who is failing to behave so that when you have got gatherings, you do not invite him. Then at some point you invite him so that he might change his behavior, because to him that is an incentive. They are so excited about this, and ironically, they will tell you when they are not invited, they will say, no, this is just a tea club, we are not worried about it. When they are invited, it certainly becomes a very important thing, function that they should actually attend. And this bait behavior by our government shows that it knows what it should do. I suppose they know very well what they should do, but they are not doing that, because theirs is to cling on to power. Because if they actually follow what the international community expects, they know that, in a democratic environment, they may be voted out of power, because citizens are no longer interested in them. They had yet enough of their rule anyway. So for us, we do not see this one as a different thing. Mega deals have been talked about. My brother is talking about mega deals. We've been talking about mega deals, I don't know for how long, but nothing comes out of them. This one, we don't expect anything of material value to come out of this visit, except to be with friends out there.
Yes, cela ukuswala ngesinto ungakabuyi mavaza konabo. Cela ukubeka ngesindebele bona.
Yeah, thina njenge Freedom Alliance esikukhangeleyo ukuthi akulanto kumbe imigomo esiyatshintshwa yi-EU. Amazwe lawa nxa invite uhulumende, kakutsho ukuthi sebevumelana la entweni azenzayo. Njalo akutsho ukuthi uhulumende wethu sesamukelwa phesheya. Bamuse nje ukuthi bayemnqunula khona ngale, bamyangise, abone ukuthi ezinye izizwe ezihlonipha ilungelo loluntu ziphila njani, ukuze bamgwabisele la abe sesiya khona pha. Okuthiwa ngama-mega deals, lokhu sihlala sikuzwa kukhulunywa, kodwa kakulanto okuyikhiphayo. Esikwaziyo ukuthi iZANU iyazi ukuthi kumele iziphathe njani, kumele yenzeni okukhangelelwe ngumhlaba wonke. Kodwa yona njengoba ifuna amandla, iyakwazi ukuthi ingenza idemocracy, ayingeke iluhlale usuku olulodwa isembusweni, ngoba abantu sebediniwe ngayo, sebekhathele ngayo. So ke sithi ke kumele kuyitshele okuthile ukunxuswa kwabo khona le elokhuzeni kulo umhlangano lwe-EU, okuthi kabazinuke amakhwapha, babone ukuthi kanti nxa unxusiwe kunguwe wedwa owehlukene labanye olobudlwangu dlwangu. Abantu abakho bayadubeka, uyabachaya, uyababulala, bababizele ukuthi baye bayangisa khona kanye. Siyabonga.
Yes, sawankulu ke Joga.
Thank you so much. I was seeing one of our guests, Mr. Dennis Juru, there, but I don't know what happened. He just disappeared. I hope you will be able to join us back. I know, Dr. Mavaza, you are itching to respond to what Ms. Ncube said. Go ahead.
Thank you, Mr. Ncube. Let me just explain to you the purpose of the EU-AU summit. They are going to have meetings which are called thematic roundtables, which is supposed to be session two. In the session two, Mr. Ncube, in case you did not know, they are going to talk about growth financing, health systems and vaccine production for Africa and for the members who have attended. They are going to talk about agriculture and sustainable development for the Africa and EU, how they can in that aspect, education, culture, and vocational training, migration and mobility, and even how people travel from one continent to another without problems. That would include, again, private sector support and economic integration. It talks about peace, security, and governance. So, and again, finally, on climate change. If you look at these topics, this has nothing to do with how people are being governed in their countries. This has nothing to do with sanctions. This has everything to do with development, sustainability of a nation. So when a president attends a meeting of such magnitude, he's not going there to talk about dirty politics where people who have left heads or brains in their heads who run around and think they're being beaten up or being assaulted. That's a lie. We cannot only come around and accuse your government. This is a time when we are outside the country. We are talking about development of a country. We must unite together. And I can tell you, Mr. Ncube, you will never hear the opposition parties in America or hear the Labour Party. You can never hear them talking bad about their countries. They will be quiet and support their leader. They will only deal with their problems when the leader comes back home. So this is the problem we have as a country. We've got people who are just seeking relevance. These opposition people, including your party, Mr. Ncube, and the CCC and the other thugs all over. The reality of the matter is this summit is for the benefit of Zimbabweans, the citizens, and everybody else. So we must support our president and support our country. This is what we call patriotism. We don't have to come and attack the country. Each time the president goes out, we are being killed.
Dr. Mavaza, ndikubate murumo ipapa. Imi muri kuti here kana zvichiitika ngazvisaburiswa kunze. Are you saying if anything happens in our country, it should not be like wash our dirty linen in public? Is that what you are saying?
We are saying we must not lie in public like what Mr. Ncube is doing and his colleagues and the other parties, because there is nobody has been assaulted. People are going all over. Actually, for your information, Mr. Jonga, over the weekend, it was the ZANU-PF members who were assaulted in Bulawayo by the members of CCC. We are not ZANU-PF is not beating up people. People are campaigning peacefully. Nobody has been killed. We don't even have a single person who has been killed. But how does my friend put it? He says he goes out there after killing people in his own country, which is a lie. Why would you always demonize your country? We must be ashamed. We must be people who say the truth. And the truth is, we want to support our president when he talks about how to grow our finance. How can we be financed? And how can we finance others? How do we encourage or improve our health system, our education?
Thank you, Doctor.
Our president has to be supported as well.
Let me bring in, we have another guest. He said he is in a bit of a rush. That's Mr. Dennis Juru of the International Traders Association, Cross-Border Traders Association. Let me bring him in, then maybe we can discuss whatever he is here to talk about, and then we let him go because he said he's in a rush. Let me bring him in just a minute. And Dr.
Yeah, I think we've been cut off. Mr. Kandemir was trying to bring on one of our guests.
No.
You can... So why? Okay, we put Mr. Churu there. Mr. Churu, welcome to the program, sir.
Hi, thank you for having me.
Thank you so much. So tell us a bit about what is happening in South Africa. Is Operation Dudula and the borders are now open? So give us a brief on that.
Yes, the government announced that borders will be opened. We're not sure when. I tried to get hold of relevant offices to know when exactly this will come to effect. But they say borders will be open to public. That includes cross-border traders and the general populace. This has been long overdue. We say thank you, but this has been long overdue. Our members have lost their capital due to failure into or out of Zimbabwe. And at the same time, it's not like the border was not closed. The border was closed. The border was open. People were still passing, but it was very, very expensive to cross out of Zimbabwe or into Zimbabwe if you don't have a foreign work residence or study permit. So we say thank you, because now it will be cheaper for people to travel out of Zimbabwe. When it comes to the issue of Operation Dudula, we can see that South Africans are not South Africans, but opportunists are taking advantage of this operation, and they are taking law into their hands. And police have warned anyone doing this operation to Dudula to stop, because they will face arrest. But we can see that mostly Zimbabweans are having some persecutions in South Africa, and most of the people are in fear. They can't go to work. They can't go to shops. they are scared of these thugs who are calling themselves community leaders.
Yes, so ngathi sicela ukufaka ngase ndebele khona ku baba Juru phinde ukufake langa sishona ngamafutshatsweni.
Yeah, iboda livuliwe singawazi ukuthi sebevulile yini kwakathesi ngoba ngesinye isikhathi bayabelinde ukuthi kube khona ku-Government Gazette. Bengizame ukuthinta uhulumende ngisho ukuthi sokukhona na ku-Government Gazette ukuze abantu bakwanise ukucapha. Siyawazi sonke ukuthi besokudura ukuthi umuntu acaphe from eZimbabwe aphumela ngaphandle kwelizwe. Bese kubiza imali njenge 1600 ukudindisa passport nje ukuphuma eZimbabwe. So kathesi abantu bayabe sebezibhadalele imali straight yona imali yebhasi. Sikhuthaza uhulumende ukuthi ayeke indaba leyo ukuthi mamuntu engena eZimbabwe abonisile ukuze i-COVID test certificate ayenze njengebutshana. Ukuthi mawumuntu evaccinatile kufanele angene nje akhombise nje iloku zeni i-vaccination certificate yakhe. Angibona ukuthi kusebenzana ukuthi umuntu uvaccinatile basafuna ukuthi atshengise iloku zeni i-COVID test certificate. Njalo kukhuthaza abantu ukuthi ba-vaccinate. Uhulumende engayenza ukuthi
yes, I think he's getting cut off there. And hopefully we are going to connect him shortly. So he has been a little bit cut. And I think we've got Mr. Vusumuzi, Vusumuzi Spanda, who is in South Africa as well. So Dr. Vusumuzi Spanda is the chairperson of the African Diaspora Forum or African Diaspora Global Network. Welcome to the program, sir. I think I cannot hear him, Chonga.
Yes, let me see. It's like he is muted. Let me see. Yes, let me unmute him. Go ahead, Dr. Swan.
Thank you. Good afternoon and good afternoon to the listeners.
Thank you very much. So we see there's this operation to Dula and the borders have been opened. So give us a brief on that, sir.
Well, yes. I mean, Operation Dula has been ongoing for a bit of a while now. But, for example, like the latest, events that happened over the weekend, we saw the police almost, taking some steps because quite a good number of CSOs that deal with human rights-related issues, including the Foundation for Human Rights, you know, take letters to the police station in Hillbro to say, look, we cannot have a situation where, you know, people or ordinary citizens who do not have a mandate go to, you know, shops or people's houses and force them to leave the country or ask for people's IDs. So that, you know, was quite helpful, and we're hoping that that should be the status quo. And the Commissioner General, Commissioner General Mawela here in Gauteng did emphasize to say, look, the role of the citizens is to inform the police and not take the responsibilities of the Department of Home Affairs or the police and confront people. But if they see any crime, they can report that. And that is the status quo. That is what we're looking for. So we are worried when we see, you know, the people that are unrepentant, like, you know, the leaders of Ujujula going ahead and them not being arrested. Because them confronting, you know, shop owners and individuals, that is a violation, you know, of the human the rights of those people and of the law as it stands. So we hope that with continued lobbying, we'll see the law real taking its course and those people that are harassing other people being arrested. And coming to the issue of the border being opened, we are happy, you know, that Zimbabwe is opening the borders, and probably that is going to boost, you know, the business of those people that have always, you know, existed or survived on trading, especially the small traders and the transporters. However, we are a bit worried because it appears that the border is open for those people that have tested, that have been vaccinated against COVID and with a valid, you know, negative test for 48 hours. Our major concern being that those that are not vaccinated have not been, there is no method or procedure as to how they will be allowed to enter into the country. And we still maintain that as dangerous and as crippling as COVID has always been,
but the right to health has always been underlined by the right to choice, where people should choose, you know, whether they want to be vaccinated or not. But it would appear that Zimbabwe is making a choice for those people by saying, if you're not vaccinated, it looks like you'll not be allowed to come into the country. And that is quite problematic in our view, because it does not really, you know, uphold the right to, choose and, to be treated in a particular way as far as health is concerned.
Thank you so much, Maita Basa, Dr. Swanda. Niko kumbira kuti mungo tsanangura ne shona kuti zvinhu zvakamira sei, tirikunzwa kuti zvizvarwa zveZimbabwe zviri kufamba zvakabatira ura mumaoko. Tinonzwa kuti mukupera kwesvondo nzvimbo dzakaita sana Yeovil kwakaita bata murefu bata mupfupi, kunyange hazvo mapurisa akazopindira achidzimura moto.
Ichokwadi chaizvo kuti paweekend radarika irori vanozvidaidza nekuti Operation Dudula vakapinda munana Yeovil munana Hillbrow vachida kugwisa zvizvarwa zvekunzwa kweSouth Africa, and tinoziva kuti nzvimbo idzodzi dzakazara zvizvarwa zvemuZimbabwe. Zvokuti vanhu vanobva kune dzimwe nyika vazhinji tatakavakuchidzira kuti aiwa vasabuda-buda mudzimba mavo umu nokuti hatizivi chichaitika. Asi nekuti mapurisa angaudzwa, nekuti anoziva zvakare kuti vanhu vava vanoti Operation Dudula havana kodzero yokuti vafambe vachibvunza vanhu maID nemapasipoti, uye vachipinda mumashopu evanhu vachivabvunza kuti vane matrading license. Saka mapurisa vakazvitora pamusoro. Tikanzwa Commissioner Mawela, General Mawela, vachitauravo nepaTV kuti aiwa hatizvitenderi zvekuti vanhu vapinde mudzimba dzevanhu kana kuti vavabvunze nezvemaIT, nekuti havana konzero iyoyo, mutemo hawabvumiri, basa remapurisa nehome affairs chete. Saka takaona zvakare zvichiitika kunana Orange Groove, vakati varoda kupa mabusiness owners memorandum yekuti varoda kuti vave ivo chete vanopiwa mabasa pasati papiwa vana vanobva kune dzimwe nyika. Saka takaona pachiitika mhirizhonga apo nepapo, mapurisa achiita zvekutoita crowd control, vachivadira nemvura nematiegas kuti vasapinda mudzimba dzevanhu. Izvozvo ndo zvazvinokuchidzira, nekuti hapana munhu ane kodzero yokufamba achichidzira vamwe vanhu nekuti vanobva kune dzimwe nyika, nekuti hapana anoziva kuti mapepa nevanhu ivava akamira sei uye chinovaita kuti vave muno chii. Ndosaka tichitenderana navamawela vakati aiwa kana munhu aona pachiparwa mhosva ngaende kumapurisa, anotaura kuti pane mhosva yaparwa apa, haikona kuti vazvitorere mutemo vaiite mapurisa kana kuti vanhu veimmigration. Saka ndo zvatinokuchidzira, and tinofunga kuti izvozvo zvikaenderera mberi zvichatibatsira. Asi chinotityisa uye chinobvunza ndechokuti vanhu vari kuenderera mberi veDudula ivava tiri kuona vasiri kusungwa chero vachityora mutemo. Izvozvo ndo zvisina kunaka, nekuti zvinoita kuti vanhu vafunge kuti aiwa ivo vari pamusoro pemutemo vanogona kuita chiro chii, havazosungwe. Takazoona tikazonzwa zvekare nenyaya yekuti bhodha ravhurwa rekuZimbabwe. Tinozvifarira zvikuru nokuti zvinobatsira vanhu vanotengesa uye vanotransporta, vanofambisa mbatya pakati peZimbabwe neSouth Africa kuti vafambe. Chinhu chakanaka ichocho, nokuti tofunga kuti tichabatsirawo neZimbabwe kuti zvepfuma izvi zvibatsirikane, nekuti vanhu vakugona kushanda. Asi chinotinetsa ndechokuti tanzwa kuti vanhu vanotenderwa kupinda munyika vanhu vanenge vakavhaccinatwa chete. Chinotinetsa ichocho nekuti hatizive kuti kodzero dzevanhu dzekuti munhu anofanirwa kuti asarudze kuti atora vaccination here kana kuti arapiwa here, nekuti munhu wese kana tichitarisa bumbiro remutemo rinotaura nedzekodzero dzevanhu vanorwara, munhu anofanirwa kusarudza kuti aiwa ndinoda kurapwa kana kuti handidi kurapwa. Zvino kana zvakunzi vanhu vanopinda munyika vanhu vakavhaccinatwa chete, takuenda pane rumwe bongozozo rekuti ndochirudzi ichocho, nekuti kwakutyora zvakare kodzero dzevanhu dzekugona kusarudza. Saka ndo zvinotinetsa, uye hatizivi kuti kana munhu asina kuvhaccinatwa achapinda sei. Vakunzi vanonoita quarantine here, inenge munhu wacho kana achizvivharira anenge achizvivharira nemari yake kana kuti chinenge chiitika? Ndo zvakutinetsa iko zvino izvozvo. Ngiyabonga. Into engifuna kuichaza ikuti yebo, kule mpela sonto esiphuma kuyo siye sahlangana nokuti laba abazibiza ngokuthi ngabantu beDudula baye bangena endaweni ezinjengaseUvel naseHillbrow naseOrange Grove befuna ukuyohlasela abantu bokuza, kodwa bathema sebebhekana namaphoyisa bathi hayi bona kabahlaseli, bafuna nje ukuthi abantu abangenamaphepha abakuleli lizwe okungekho emthethweni baphume. Kanti ke lokho sikubona kungumsebenzi, njalo kungumsebenzi okusemthethweni owa mapoisa na bantu abazenga pakati Department of Home Affairs. Akeke kumuntu onegunya kumbone mvumo ekuthi ahambe xosha abantu kumbe ebabuza amapasi namapassport emgwaqweni yena engaloni ipoisa kumbe engasebenzele uDepartment of Home Affairs. Kuye kwathi ke inhlanganiso ezithile ezamalungelo oluntu zazisa amapoisa aseHillbro. Sabona amapoisana, amapoisa esehlangabezana nabo bona laba bantu bakabedudula bathela amanzi lapha kade befuna ukuphikisana nawo khona. Sibonile nokuthi kunabogogo abantu abadala akade asebekhohlisiwe asebehamba besithi bebona ngathi lilungelo labo ukuthi babe ngamapoisa. Kodwa amapoisa siye sezwa lo phetha amapoisa uCommissioner Mawele esithi cha abakuvumeli nabo lokhu ukuthi abantu nje bahambe bekuza amanti ama-passport nama-ID ngoba lowo ngumsebenzi wamaphoyisa. Siyakugqugquzela ukuthi uqhubeke kusenzakala ngaleyo ndlela. Kodwa okusikhathaza kakhulu ukuthi bona laba abantu laba abahamba bebhikisha, ukubhikisha kulilungelo lomuntu siyazi kuvunyelwe. Kodwa ngababhikishe bengahambi bebuza abantu ama-ID namapasi ngoba kuwona umsebenzi wabo, ngoba lokho kuletha ukwesaba phakathi kwabantu kuzoyenza ukuthi kube nokutshayisana nokungatshayisani kahle nabantu abazihambelayo kugcine kusiba nezimpi. Uma laba abantu bengabotshi kakhulukazi ma behamba bekhulumisana nezizalwane zangaphandle kwe-South Africa bezibuza ama-ID ngoba kuzogcina kusukulwiwa. Sigcine sesibuyela kulokho esakubona kusenzakala ngoJulayi ngonyaka odlule ukuthi kungabi nokuthula ngoba le nto iyachitheka eze yafika njalo nakuba-Alexandra. Okusho ayikapheli kahlehle, sizwile futhi sibone nemibiko ukuthi sokusiya naseThekwini. Ngakho siyakhuthaza, siyaqhuquzela uhulumeni namaphoyisa ukuthi laba bantu laba ma bebhikisha ngababayeke. Kodwa lapho beqala nje ukubuza amabhasi ngababobhi ngoba kabayenzi umthetho wabo ngoba bephula umthetho. Uma bangakuyekela manje kusasekuncane kuzogcina sokukhulile lokho. Ngakho siyakhuthaza ukuthi amaphoyisa ayenze umsebenzi wawo.
Yes sir. Bezokusithi qhubeka kancane ngamafutshane sebili, just one minute.
Bezokusithi ngapha kona seZimbabwe sizwile ukuthi uhulumeni usethi hayi amabhoda avuliwe ukuthi abantu bangangena. Kodwa sikhathazwa kakhulu ukuthi kulokho kuthiwe abantu abavunyelwe ukungena kwelase Zimbabwe yilabo kuphela abagomileyo kumbe abavaccinatileyo for i-COVID. Lokhu kusikhathaza ngoba sokuthatha ilungelo labantu lokuzikhethela. Umuntu unelungelo lokukhetha ukuthi ayelatshwe kumbe angayelatshwa. Lokho sokususa lelo lungelo ebantwini osokuyikuhlukumeza njalo ukungahloniphi amalungelo oluntu. Kanti futhi sifuna ukwazi ukuthi ma umuntu engagomanga kumbe engazange abe naleyo vaccine ma efuna ukungena eZimbabwe yena indlela yokungena kuthiwa yiphi ngoba kakuchazwanga lokho. Yikho kungathi kuyasikhathaza manje.
Yes, sizwile uhulumende sithi ama-PCR test abefunakala lokunye okuthiyeneyo. So let me turn to Mr. Ncube and Dr. Mavaza. So Dr. Mavaza, I think we are hearing here what people are saying about Operation Dudula and the opening of the borders. Just briefly, so then I go to Mr. Ncube. Go ahead, sir.
Thank you. I hope you are hearing me clearly, Kenny.
Yes, yes.
Oh, good. Right. It is said that South African people have degenerated themselves into such unlawlessness and unreasonable way of dealing with migration and immigration matters. Seriously, I can say the government of South Africa has not shown a seriousness in stopping this Operation Dudula, because firstly, it's only an announcement made by the Police General Commissioner and not by the President. If the President comes up and makes a statement and stops these things, it will be stopped immediately. But when the authorities are quiet and only the...
I think he has been cut off. I think there is a... Yes, I can hear him.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Go quiet.
So if the police are the only ones who are talking about it, with the authorities being quiet, it's not happened. So in other words, we are saying, yes, it is good news that the police are acting, but the government must take responsibility, must stand up and must stop this, and must make an example of those breaking the laws, because it is anarchy. If you allow the citizens to take the laws into their own hands, it is very unfortunate and it is not fair. And then the last thing which I wanted to say on the borders being open. Yes, the last speaker is missing one point. You have to be vaccinated. It is not discrimination of people who are sick. These are people who are sick and being offered treatment and are refusing. The refusal, the reason why you should be vaccinated is not for your own reason. It is for the sake of others you will come across, those you are going to meet. So you are going to be vaccinated to protect others. So the health system is there to protect others and protect yourself too. So it will be selfish for you to say, I don't want to be vaccinated, but I want to mingle with others and spread the virus. So I think the government, they've got the right to say, for us to fight this virus and win, we must stop you coming in our country if you are not vaccinated. And again, those who are not vaccinated, they are referring to, are non-Zimbabweans. The Zimbabweans who are coming to Zimbabwe and not vaccinated will be offered an opportunity to be vaccinated, or they'll be quarantined if they are sick. But if they are not vaccinated and they are refusing to be quarantined, and they are not sick at the time of arrival into the country, they'll be allowed to go home, but they will not be allowed to do a number of things like going to work if they are civil servants. So in other words, yes, it is for our good that we have to be vaccinated. It is not politics here. It's health, and it has to be followed to that level.
Yes, I think you can put that in Shona, and then we go to Mr. Ngobe.
That tributi su mutambo kana kuti Uganda ngane ubhinya uri kuitwa ku South Africa wekubata kiyo vana veZimbabwe nevedzimwe nyika nekuda kwekuti havana mapepa kana kugaro hwemo kana kuti havana matsamba emabhizinesi uri kuitwa nevanhu veSouth Africa usingaitwe nemapurisa kana nehurumende hauna kumira zvakanaka. Asi takutenda here kuti mapurisa akaipa chidaidziro chekuti zvikangoonekwa kuti muri kuda kubata vanhu kwiyo munosungwa, padambudziko riripo nderekuti vatungamiriri venyika yeSouth Africa vakapeta maoko, vakasona miromo yavo, havasi kutaura, vakanyarara. Vanhu vazhinji havateerere mapurisa, because mapurisa nevanhu vagara vanongorwa. Vanhu vazhinji vanoteerera zvinobva kuvatungamiriri vehurumende, kuvatungamiriri vematunhu nevatungamiriri venyika. Saka kana vatungamiriri venyika vakanyarara, havasi kurwisana netambudziko riripo, vari kungosiya vanhu vachipfekedzera makumba avo mubhodhoro kuti ribude rinochekwa kana variri makwa haukwanisi kufamba. Saka vari kuita kuti vanhu vedu varemare pakushanda kwavo, pakurarama kwavo. Vazhinji vari kuurayiwa, vamwe vari kungobatwa vachingobatwa murodhi vachingopondwa nekuda kwekuti havasi vemunyika imomo. Chiriko chinhu chakaipa, chakashata, chekuti hurumende South Africa inofanira kusimuka yotaura kuti haisi kubvumirana nazvo, yorambidza vanhu, yoitwa epolisi yekuti kana ukabatwa unoenda kumajeri makore akadai, zvinobva zvarambidza vazhinji kuita njake njake madira ajojina neupenyu hwevanhu vemunyika imomo.
Yes, thank you so much. Maybe Mr. Chonga, you can go to Mr. Ngobe.
Yes, Baba Ngobe, utini baba?
Hayi, siyabonga. Ngicela ukuthi ngiqale ngiphendule ubaba uMabaza kunkulumo yakuqala. Where he calls us liars and thugs. I think we should not leave that one hanging before I respond to this one. I think we are well aware who is a liar in Zimbabwe and who is a thug. He is very much aware of that. In America, no opposition is going to lie against their government. It's just like what we are doing. We as the Freedom Alliance will never lie to anyone, but we tell our government the truth of what it is doing. Dr. Mabaza knows that as well. If there is anyone seeking a relevance anywhere, it is ZANU that is seeking relevance in the world. Because there is this conflation of party and state. So we need to have that stated. And I can hear that he is oozing venom today. I don't know what makes him angry. Then coming to his last comments on what is happening in South Africa, I would concur with him that what is happening is wrong. For us, we are seeing a striking semblance between what happens in Zimbabwe against the opposition and what happens in South Africa against immigrants, as it were. So you will find that in Zimbabwe, there is the selective application of the law. When you are ZANU-PF, you have got all the freedom. That's why, as we speak here, he is the most free person, Dr. Mabaza. So, but then when he criticizes what is happening in South Africa, he is very correct. But the same thing for Zimbabweans to be in South Africa, they've been undergoing that selective abuse that is actually parceled to them. If you are in the opposition, you are an enemy, you are an enemy of the country, you are telling them that this is not correct, then you are having that kind of a problem. So, as you would say, Into enzakala eSouth Africa into embi kakhulu into eyangisayo uqinisile uDr. Mabaza kuloko kujo bese sithi ke abantu beZimbabwe izizana nezise South Africa nje ngoba lakhona eZimbabwe umthetho awusetshenziswa ngendlela nxa wena ungasiwe wezani kumele uchaywe kumele ungaqhathwa kumele uzu ubaleke uye kwamanye amazwe nxa ufika kwamanye amazwe futhi sokuthiwa wena asowa lapho ngwemzi kufuneka uchaywe ubula so ke kuthiwa siye ngapi ke thina ngoba silapha nje ilibandla likaMabaza lona leli elisenza size sibe na sibe sizophathwa kabi ngale indlela le so ke kuyinto embi yona leyo kumele abantu bakithi loba kuthiwa akusikho kombangazwe lo abantu bakithi nxa bevota abake bavotela amabandla azakwenza izizalwane zihlale ezweni inhlanganiso ezifana le Freedom Alliance yikho singakwenza lokho ngoba thina kasisibo bantu abamanga yena uthi silamanga nje kulihaba lokho uthatha lokho akutsho kuzani abe sesesaba inkokheli zakhe enza ngathi ukutsho kini kodwa thina siyazi ukuthi nxa isithi kulamanga kulezi kliwi utsho ibandla lakhe siyabona
ye amaporters ke ubona njani ukuvula kwayo ubona ngani into enhle kumbe into embi
yes ukuvula kwamaporters sengike ngaphawula ngakho kuyinto enhle yithi esabathe ukuthi kabavule amaborders ingxoxo besilayo last time besikhuluma ngokuthi amaborders avalelwe yikho ke futhi ngisivumelana lo Dr. Sibani ukuthi khona akuyekelwe ukwenza i-discrimination i-apartheid nge-COVID yona le ukuthi nxa indaba kanti eZimbabwe kumele nxa uphandle kwelizwe ungathi ulecala khona kuphandle kwelizwe ufuqwa umumo wezombangazwe ufuqwa umumo wezomnotho usuka lapho futhi kumele ufakelwe amaketana esabekayo kuyabonakala ukuthi bebevele bengafuni ukuthi iborder ivule ngoba lokho bezama ukuthi bavimbe abantu yikho sithi khonoko kasivumelani lapho sithi ake bavume lokho sibadonsa indlebe sibachuka indlebe ukuthi abake bazame njengoba bebenxusiwe khona le lapha bayekhona abake bazame labo ukuthi bakope balingise abakubona kukhona ngayo amabandla ahlonipha ilungelo labantu ohulumende abaziyo ukuthi izizalwane zabo ziqakatheke kanganani iAmerica umuntu weAmerica you know you want kungathule problem eSouth Africa kona America will be in South Africa in 2 minutes but ibona they are doing nothing kuthi ama penalties they are cancelled they are doing nothing they hate Zimbabwean citizens who are outside the country they hate Zimbabweans who are in the country what do they want for them you must only be ZANU-PF if you are a ZANU-PF member that's when a government will take care of you that is very wrong it's embarrassing emhlaba wonke kuyayangisa siyabonga
thank you very much
thank you. Dr. Mavaza pindira itinzwe mazwa mashoko avanxubani
yasiva ngambo jalo vanxube vane ukasha usina musoro nyaya yekuti South Africa haine ZANU-PF ende South Africa kuvorina vanhu kuZimbabwe chete kunewe kuNigeria kunewe kuKenya kunewe kuLesotho kunewe nyika dzakasiyana siyana havasi vana veZimbabwe voga vari kutambudzwa muSouth Africa kunewe kuEthiopia Eritrea saka kana tichitaura nedambudziko riri kuitika South Africa vanxube hatidi kungofunga nekungokanda mapfumo kumusha nekuti imi makabva kumusha murida kutsvaga kuti mugonzi ndimi muri kupikisa hurumende hurumende haina chekupikiswa
Dr. Mavaza ipapo ndikubatei muromo hurumende ingamirira here kuti nekuti muri kutambudzwa makawanda nevana vekune dzimwe nyika saka kana makawanda zviri right chii chiri kuitwa nehurumende kuvana vayo tisinei nekuti yaona here kuti vepa next door vadya here kana kuti vagere munodziya here kana kuti chii ndo nyaya yatinoda kunzwa pamusoro penyu imi
ndokusaka izvozviso vamunangagwa vavo vaenda kuno kuBrussels kuti vagotaura nenyaya yeupfumi vagotaura nenyaya yemari kutsvape zvakanaka vagotaura nenyaya yezvirimwa nenyaya yezvekudya kuti vanhu vadzokere kumusha vava nezvekudya zvakanaka saka chikonzero ngei vafamba vaenda kunze kunyika uku kunobatira kutsvaga cheuviri kuti vana vagowanawo chekudya kunosunza nemamwe mazwi ndozvatiri kuti baba vaenda kunosunza imosada kuba moodza kwavaenda kuti hei musavape chikafu varivasiya vatirova kuno imi muchinyemba ndimi kutouraya nyika yatu ndimi uchete kuti nyika yedu isabatsirwe dambudziko ritikasa South Africa vanese vari kutambudzwa zviri kukonzerwa nevanhu veopposition vakaita sana Ncube vanenge vachingoshoropodza nyika yavo zvekuti vanhu vaakutishora nekuti hatisi kukwanisa kupfekedzwa hanzu nekuda kwavanongopopota vanenge vane matengo asina kuzara zvakatakurwa. Saka ini ndiri kuti yes, Zimbabwe haina dambudziko. Zimbabwe iri kuita zvakanaka. Nyika dzese tiri murecession nhasi uno kuno kuengland vadikilea kuti tatova over 6% inflation and zvinhu zviri kutooma mbichana mbichana zviri kutozviona. Saka haisi Zimbabwe ega, nyika dzese dziri kuomerwa. Asi tiri kuti kana baba vaenda kunotsvaga cheuviri chekuti vanhu vagowana chekudya, imi hamutange kuvashoropodza nekuudza kwavaenda kuti musaape vaya kuzosunza musaape zvekudya, ngavatange vaya kupa vasakura kumba. Hakuna pekusakura, hapana pekurima. Saka tiri kuda kutsvaga kuti tiwane mari dzekuti tibatsirike tivandudze upenyu hwevana veZimbabwe. Vana Ncube ngavaende kuZimbabwe. Hakuna ari kurohwa, hakuna ari kutukwa, hakuna anopikisa hurumende ari kusungwa. Vese variko. Biti akazvisunga akanyeba kuti ndasungwa asi ariko kumba. Saka hakuna munhu ari kusungwa, vanhu variko ende basa riri kufamba zvakanaka. Hande yekumusha tinorima tiite mabasa ariko. Kana South Africa yarema ngatiendee kumusha. Asi tiri kuti hatiidi kupembedza varoyi vemusouth africa kuti varange vachiruva vana vedu nekuti Zimbabwe yakaipa ndiri kunaura izano. Zvakasiyana, ngatinanganei nezvakaipa nezvatakatarisana nazvo. Chatakanangana nacho ndisati ndapedza Gibbs ndechekuti number one kusouth africa zvakaipa kurova vanhu vedzimwe nyika. Hazvinei nezanu pf izvi. Hamunoti vaNcube zanu pf vari kuiwana kupi panyaya iri kutika South Africa iyi? Iyo parashi ndekunzi dhudhuza hainei nezanu pf. Ivanhu vasina musoro nhundira mutsime rinongedza mai nechombo nekusouth africa vanoda kudzidziswa hunhu. Ndodambudziko ravanaro. Asi vari kutsigirwa navana Ncube nevamwe veopposition.
Misrepresentation of facts, Dr. Mabaza. I was very clear to say that what is happening in South Africa is wrong. And I was drawing parallels between what is happening in South Africa. In South Africa, it is against immigrants. In Zimbabwe, it is against people that are not ZANU-PF members. You mentioned problematic countries. You are talking about Ethiopia. Why are you happy to equate yourself to Ethiopia, to countries that are misgoverned? You are talking about Ethiopia. You are talking about Swaziland, Lesotho. Those countries are having governance problems like Zimbabwe. That cannot be denied. Let me ask you one question. Why is it easy for Mnangagwa to go to Europe, to the EU, and not coming to solve the problem which is affecting Zimbabwe? Like we are saying, you are well aware. If one American is banned in South Africa, you will see the whole of America moving, the whole of America responding. Why is Zimbabwe not responding to the problems of its citizens?
Yes.
Well, what is happening? We see the same thing that happens if somebody is abused in the opposition in Zimbabwe.
Mr.
The
Ngube,
police are not going to arrest that
our time is,
and we are saying that is wrong.
Our time is thank almost you, up. You. We only have 30 seconds, Gibbs, for Dr. Mafaza to respond.
Yes, 30 seconds.
The answer, Mr. Ngube, is Zimbabwe cannot start a war over some domestic issues in South Africa. They are employing diplomatic reasons. That's why the police are now acting, because our ambassador had meetings with the Minister of Home Affairs of Police in South Africa. We are not warmongers. We are not violent people.
Thank you, Dr. Mavaza.
Thank you so much, Dr. Mavaza.
Yes,
Gibbs, you can close the show because our time is up.
Yes, thank you so much to our guests, Mr. Nhlanhla Moses Ncube of Freedom Alliance, Dr. Simba Mavaza of ZANU-PF, is based in the United Kingdom, Mr. Dennis Joru of the International Cross-Border Traders Association, and Dr. Vusumuzi Sibanda, chairperson of the African Diaspora Forum or African Diaspora Global Network. This is Gibbs Ncube in Maryland saying good night, Zimbabwe.
And I'm Jonga Kandemiri.